Good morning, WEFT listening audience. This is Sister Carol and Brother A-Dub on Higher Ground this morning. I am certainly glad to be here. What you hear in the background is what we're going to talk about, the percussions, the drums, the drum beat. And I'm glad you've tuned in this morning. So you stay tuned. We have a beautiful guest and audience. And I'm going to stop this here cue so we can get down to business. This is, again, Higher Ground, WEFT 90.1 FM on your radio dial. The views and opinions expressed here are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT, its board of directors, station managers, Prairie Air Inc., or the WEFT Associates. But I'm sure this morning the topic that we're going to be talking about will certainly be supported by many of you who are the listeners of WEFT. And so we're glad to have you. You can call in and join in on this conversation by calling 359-5483, which is our fly live, or you can call 359, help me, I just went blank.
359-9338.
I just went blank. All right.
Excuse me, to have your questions answered or your statement
taken. That's right, that's
right. If you don't want to fly live, but we certainly encourage you to fly live to 359-5483. And so that you can be heard live over the air. And we would ask that you keep your comments or questions brief, limited to at least 2 minutes or less.
Well, we appreciate him jumping in and supporting me because I just kind of went blank. At any rate, we do have a wonderful young man in the studio, and I want him to introduce himself. Tell the listeners who you are, where you're from, and why are you in this studio with us this morning?
My name is Jay Walker, and I'm from Urbana. I go to Urbana High School, and I'm in here because we're trying to promote our documentary that we just filmed at WILL. It'll be premiering September 23rd at Boardman's movie theater. We're trying to promote it, trying to get a lot of people out to see it. So.
Did you hear that language?
I
said
hear
it'd be
that.
Premiering.
Premiering.
Yes, indeed. He definitely has his focus and he has the understanding of this business down. We are here to get the people out to come and check out this documentary.
Yeah. Well, for those who listen to Higher Ground with myself and Brother Aaron, what you hear quite often is we are talking about historical information and facts and dates, times, and places. But one of the wonderful things about this morning is we're going to talk about the history of Champaign-Urbana and the positive influence that took place in Champaign-Urbana and what we can do about recapturing that time period in our present-day time. We want to talk about the Drum Corps.
Right.
And you all did a project with, who was involved with that project from WILL?
We got involved with Ms. Kimberly Cronick. She helped us out a lot with that. And Dr. Patterson, Dr. Will Patterson.
All right.
And, they asked us if we wanted to help them out, and yeah, we accepted. So,
which grade are you in, Jay?
I'm a junior now in high school.
Okay. And how were you? What year were you when you all began this project?
A sophomore.
Excellent.
Yes, indeed.
And out of this project, you all have done a finished product. So we want to work from your finished product backwards, if you will,
okay,
so that people can know exactly what they're going to be coming to see at the Boardman's Theater. And then how did you all get into this? How did you produce it? How did you even find all the people that were part of the Drum Corps way back then? So let's walk slowly so people who are listening can get every step of information along the way.
Okay.
Why don't you give us a beginning of that?
Working backwards. Okay, we just finished the movie. As far as getting the information we needed, that actually took a long time. Because there are so many different people in the Drum Corps, but we were only looking for like drum leaders, major people that played a major part in it. And getting a hold of them was kind of hard because we didn't know names or anything. So what we had to do was we actually went to Urbana Free Library, and we went to the archives over there, and we like they actually had a lot of stuff on the Douglas Park Drum Corps over there, and we got all the names out of there, and then after that it was only a matter of receiving phone numbers and addresses and stuff like that, and we got in contact with the different people that were involved with it, and asked them if they were willing to be interviewed, and they said yes. So,
tell us who some of those people were that you interviewed.
The first person we got a hold of was a guy named Jesse Ratliff. He actually lives in Decatur now. And I like him a lot. He was real cool.
Pretty spunky and energetic.
Yeah, I like him probably the most out of all of them. And he was real cool. And he came, and he's real active as far as I know, as far as playing the drums. And then another guy, an older guy we got a hold of was Terry Townsend. And he teaches in Urbana. He's a teacher. Actually, he's retired. And we got a hold of Bud Johnson, who was actually out in Arizona, I think.
Mm.
And we flew him out here, and he was really cool. And he basically ran the entire operation out there during his time. And talking to him was really cool. Sadly, I wasn't there to meet him in person, but I know a lot about him. So, we got a hold of him, and then we also talked to Lee Duncan, who is the future drum leader. He's going to be taking over. He was easy to talk to because he one of the guys from school. So, yeah. So those are going to be the major people that's in the movie. Oh, and we also talked to one majorette who was the drill team that danced to their music.
Mm-hmm,
Her name was Linda Turnbull, and she was really cool. She was nice, and actually, that's about all the major people we talked to.
I don't mean any disrespect, but a lot of the people from the community know Miss Linda Turnbull as Linda Ruth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying that just so people who know who we're talking about will understand. And I just wanted to interject that as I watched it, you know, I have been here for over 20 years in the Champaign-Urbana area, and Douglas Center has always been a place where people would congregate. But I never knew anything about the drum corps and the drum line, the majorettes, and all the things that they did, and that it was indeed the heartbeat and the pulse of the community. And I was so inspired by watching this film and so deeply
yes.
moved by what they accomplished and what it really meant as I watched these young men who are now going from education to incarceration, as I watched these young men like Jay and Lee Duncan out there so entranced, just captivated by the sound of the drum beat. And especially for us as African people, and I think everybody likes the drum, but certainly we know that that is a traditional and historical component of us, and we consider the drum beat the heartbeat.
Yes.
And so we gravitate towards that, and watching that was just so, man, it's just so moving to me. And watching how they went to New York and they won out of 346 other bands.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell too much about the documentary. I mean, it was just so inspiring to see that and to see the young men behind the scenes. Tell us who else worked with
involved
you from
in the
on the behind scenes standpoint, who were young men like yourself.
We actually started, there was about, when we first started making the documentary, there was about 8 of us. But things happened, and we some of them left and quit or whatever. But in the end, there was only 3 of us, myself, Brian Mitchell, and Nick Green. And we did all the editing, produced it. We did a lot of that stuff. So basically the end product, which you see, that was made from us. A lot of the field work we did as far as working with camera, there was other guys like Quan Cobb helped us out.
Show him some love.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say
Quan Cobb helped us out. Corian Donald helped us out. Mike Jones helped us out. Who else was there?
Now, is that the Mike Jones? Mike Jones?
No. That is another Mike Jones. Who else helped us out? William McCullough helped us out. Trying to think of the other names, it was so long ago.
Mm-hmm. So you all started this project approximately when?
I have to say, it was like, I think we started in last January, I think.
Okay.
And yeah, we just now finishing up. We worked almost every day over the summer, so.
And see, those are the interesting things. I heard Miss Linda Turnbull talk about how self-esteem.
Right.
They felt important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they felt involved. People were looking forward to seeing what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to say that I'm very much looking forward to your future in particular. I just watched the behind the scenes aspect of it, and I just saw the smile on your face, and it was just ear to ear. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Talking about how you were just having too much fun doing all this. But he said that during the summer,
right,
they worked on this every
right.
day. And we know that there's a lot of different things that we can be getting into during the summer, but you were working on something, and now you have this finished project.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the other young men talked about how, man, I didn't expect all this editing part to be this difficult, and it can get frustrating and stuff. So
uh-huh.
You have to have patience. You have to stick with it. So
mm-hmm.
tell us some of the things that you learned about yourself as you went through this project.
That I learned about myself? I have to say, as far as when we learned how to edit and everything, I actually thought it was going to take forever to learn how to use the equipment that they had in there
mm-hmm.
and all the different programs we had to use. But it actually didn't take us that long. Like, me, Brian, and Nick, we caught on to everything pretty quick. So I guess I found out that I guess I catch on to stuff quick. So, but yeah, like one of the guys was saying, that you have to have a lot of patience for that, because you become a different person once you're in there for a long time. But yeah, I think that's the most major thing I could think of. Yeah.
And how has your relationship with other students at Urbana, has there been any response from the student bodies, from your peers?
Not yet, because, and that's only because not too many really know about it. Like, they know that we're making a movie.
Okay.
But they have no idea what it's about. And I think that's really our fault, because we haven't been promoting it right just yet. But
okay.
We're going to get on top of that real soon. So, because we want everybody to know about it.
Well, that's one thing that, Aaron and I discussed as we watched the documentary, kind of previewed it, that other children, we have a 4-year-old. And when he got up from nap and he heard that, he sat directly in front of the television. And he sat there and watched the whole documentary. Now, oftentimes you can't usually get children to sit and watch a documentary. There's no cartoon characters involved, you know. It's just clearly information, so to speak, that's being given to the people. But he watched it so intently. The drum was inspiring to him. For the same reason, of course, that Aaron mentioned just a minute ago. But he saw the young people. He saw young guys doing something that was little boys was on the documentary that he said, oh, I could do that, you know. And so that was inspiring to him. And so if other children, peers and younger, can see what is possible, what you all did to me is showed what is possible. You can take children who some say can't do these things, or you know, you have to go to college and to get all this experience. But what Kim and Dr. P has done is said, no, we can do this at high school levels, and we can get children involved and interested in areas that they may pursue as a career in the future. And even mm-hmm. if they don't, the exposure, like you said, we were doing this every day in the summer, mm-hmm. where some people were doing things that got them in serious trouble over the summer. Your focus was not there.
Right.
And so the conversation always comes up. What do we do with you? What are we going to do with our young people? What are we going to do with your children? This shows you that if you design something that is important to them, and you all went, like I saw on the film, you went to Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one said it, but the surprise to find so much information on Douglas Center in Muhammad.
That was me.
Because we have all of this history and baggage.
Mm-hmm.
But if people
also
don't know, you know.
Jelani, mm-hmm. our 11-year-old son, as he watched the documentary and saw the drumming and he saw Ted and people that he knew
uh-huh.
That were depicted by the school system as troublemakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
But he sees them with a glazed, glossed look over their face, so caught up into this drum corps that he sees almost a transformation in them right before his eyes. That, wow, if they had this to do, then it would be totally different. And when then the people, I'm getting chills just thinking about this.
Right.
You know, when you think about like Lee said, the up and coming, the future drummer was talking about how he had, it was 60 children out here, 50 children out here.
In Douglas
Center? In Douglas Center. Mm-hmm. And thinking about how they did this for years and how it inspires people to go on. Miss Linda Turnbull has stayed in the community and has been doing this type of thing ever since then. Yeah. We've always seen her out at the Douglas
And working with children.
Champaign Urbana Day and mm-hmm. working with the children mm-hmm. and continuing on this legacy to some degree. So it's the inspiration that allows a person to start at a point and keep growing, not critiquing them and belittling them at the point of their initial contact, but keep inspiring them to come back. And so he talked about Jesse, how Jesse had to really learn how mm-hmm. to drum and how he mm-hmm. worked hard to continue to be a drummer. I mean, it's hard for me to talk about this, but I mean, I'm just getting chills from this because I feel it. You know what I mean? I see the direction. And I wanted to know if you learned, or what did you see as the, did you really grasp the importance of the drum corps as it relates to the community as you did the documentary?
I think we all did, but what really shocked us the most was how did something like this was happening and nobody knew about it.
Hmm.
And I'm still shocked from that, because I like after the documentary, after we premiered, I hope a lot of people run up to Douglas Center and try to sign up for something like this, because I think it's ridiculous that nobody knew about it. And it's something so big, like they went to New York.
And won.
And it's like nobody knew about that. So
and we don't have any. I've been to Douglas Center, and I don't know if this is true or not, but maybe during your documentary you had this experience. I've never seen anything on the walls in Douglas Center right. about the drum corps, and so the center itself has to promote
right.
the excellence that came out of and can come out of the community as a whole as we start looking towards the future. Maybe your project will encourage the Park District.
Right.
To say we're going to put some recognition up for the successes that have come out of the Douglas Center. That's one thing that could come out of this.
Right.
I want to tell the listeners that you can join in on this conversation by calling 359-5483. Call in and ask questions about not only the documentary, of course, we're excited for you to see it, but if you have information about the drum corps, if you participated in the drum corps, give us a call.
Or the majorettes,
right. We leave the majorettes out.
Right.
Give us a call at 359-5483, or you can call 359-9338. I don't know why I'm having trouble with that number this morning.
9338, and someone will take your call for
you. We'll take your call.
Or you can fly live at 359-5483. And we know that you're out there, Gina Jackson, Mother Hattie, so many different people who have the information, Terry Townsend. If you just want to give us a call and
share some of your experience during that time.
But we want to also give the date and time of when the premiere will be. If you want to do that, Jay?
It'll be September 23rd. That's next Saturday at Boardman's Movie Theater. I can't think of the time it starts.
We'll get that time for Boardman's Theater next Saturday, September 23rd. The time of the premiere is at 12 o'clock noon.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Boardman's Theater is right downtown Champaign on Church Street.
Yeah.
And right next to our favorite Italian restaurant. It's one of our favorites anyway. At any rate, come on down to Boardman's next Saturday and check this documentary out. We were just joined by another of the upcoming film directors that we'll be seeing in our very near future. I'm going to let him introduce himself. And I'm hoping that I have him on mic. I think I do. Yes, go.
How y'all doing? My name is Nick Green.
Nick Green, you've just come in. And I wanted you to do the same thing and tell us about your experience with this documentary.
I had a great time making it. Like, at first, some of it was kind of hard, but then we got used to it. And we always talking and stuff when we was editing the film. And it takes a lot of patience. Like, sometimes we wanted to give up, but we kept it going. But it was real fun, and I had fun doing it. I hope we can do it again.
Mm-hmm. And what was one of the major things that you learned through doing the project about the drum corps, or about Douglas Center, or about Champaign as a whole?
The major thing that I learned was that something great happened in our community. Like, if it wasn't for the program, I would have never knew about the Douglas Center Drum Corps and that they did stuff like that.
The interesting thing is, until Dr. P had come to us and told us, gave us an idea of what he was looking at doing with the group, and we kind of heard about it a little bit just talking to Kim and Dr. P, we didn't have any information at all. And Aaron was here from middle school to current, and he didn't have any information about the Drum Corps. So this project is going to, I believe, affect people throughout this community on levels that we really, I don't think we can gauge.
Right.
When you have information that has been archived and stored, yet there's no way to get it out to the people, these projects become very valuable and extremely important. So I applaud the both of you and your entire crew and team
for sticking
through to the end, because I've seen Kim work on projects with children and start off with one number and end up with this one. Hmm. And the natural course of leadership kind of rises to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And you all have really shown your dedication by finishing the project all the way to the point that it will be premiered at Boardman's Theater next Saturday. So that's something that you should be extremely proud of.
It actually started off with like eight of us and ended up with three of us.
We have a caller online, and I'm going to put him on. Let's go. Good morning. This is Higher Ground.
Turn my phone off.
About my big brother, Buddha Johnson.
I'm sorry. Can I just interrupt you just for a second? I pushed the wrong button. Can you just start your comment over again for us?
Sure. Are we ready?
Yes, ma'am. We're ready. Go ahead.
Catherine Hoag.
Hi, Miss Hoag.
How you doing?
Good.
I hear you talking about my big brother, Bud Johnson.
That's what we're talking about.
Not only was he a director of the Drum Corps at one point, but he also was the assistant director at Douglas Center.
Okay. Okay.
So there's a lot of history, and there are lots of people in the community that know it, and I think that Will knew when he tried to get in touch with Bud that he could call either myself or one of my sisters and find out where is Bud at this point, you know. But the history goes way, the drill team even goes back before Linda Turnbull, because I can remember being in the drill team.
Are you telling me you was in the drill team?
Yeah. And Fern Forney. You know Fern Forney, don't you?
I don't know if I do.
Eric Dixon.
Okay, yes,
His mom.
Okay.
She was the leader of our drill team.
Wow.
Way back then.
Okay.
But there is a lot of history. But I just wanted to say, Bud's my big brother, and he's doing great things now in Arizona.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, you are absolutely doing great things here in Champaign as a continuation.
I just wanted to throw that in.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Let others know that we're talking about them this morning who were on that majorette team, and tell them to give us a call and let us know what the experience was.
If I can think of any of them,
all right.
I will do that.
All right. Thanks. You so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Catherine, for calling in, and we will get around to it here during our announcements, the event that you all have coming up. We also wanted to say that there was a young lady that we happen to know quite well. Her name is Tatiana Mays. Do you know her? She may not want us to say her name on the air, but she wanted to ask you all what the what drums were being used. If you remember, what's being played? What sort of drums are being played in the drum corps?
The snare drums, tenor. Bass drums, and was that it? Like, that's as far as I know.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Because us personally, I don't think we know anything about drums. We know just as much as y'all do, so.
We have another call. Let me get them on here. Go ahead, you're on the air. Okay, I think we're having some difficulty here. You there? Okay, I think I'm playing around with this here system. Try again, and I'm going to have somebody more experienced than myself to get you online. So please call us right back if you want to fly live. Let's try again. I'm going to put on Good morning. No, honey. Okay, Aaron is playing around here, so let me try to get you on again. Okay, we got the line on. Are you there? Okay, I think we're having some issues with phone line one. It's not coming through. I'm sorry, that's Stay Tuned for Bosnia Report. Aaron keeps pushing the wrong button. I apologize for who is trying to call in, because we really want to hear your input on the Drum Corps, on this experience. So please be patient with us. For some reason, I can't get the line in. Hang up, and call. Hang up and call one more time, and we're going to try this again. At any rate, we have, again, for those who are just tuning in, we have two young men from Urbana High School, Jay and
Nick.
Who have produced a documentary with Dr. Patterson and Kimberly Chronic from WILL. And we are talking about the premiere of this wonderful documentary, of which Aaron and I had the opportunity to see. So we're going to try to get you online again, so Aaron, don't touch it. Just do that. Good morning. You're on Higher Ground.
Good morning, Sister Carol. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I apologize. You know that was Aaron the whole time, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. And I just want to let you know how much I'm enjoying the show. And since Aaron called my name, I figure I better call. This is Gina.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Well, I know you have a lot of history about this Drum Corps. Give us a couple tidbits here and what your experience was.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the young men. They did a wonderful job, and they're a blessing to the community.
Absolutely.
And to keep up the good work. Well, the main thing is that the Drum Corps and the drill team were one and the same entity. They were never separated.
All right.
And you know, I remember when they first were in the 4th of July parade, you know, marching down the street, and mm-hmm. the majorettes came down, and they had their white boots and their white tassels, and they were something else, a sight to be seen in Champaign.
All right.
Everybody, all the folks, black, white, green, purple, they just admired them, because the Douglas Center Drill Team and Drum Corps were just something. They were out of sight.
Well, this got me so hyped. I know I might be a little bit too old, but I would love to be in the drill team. I'm telling you.
Oh, no. Well, let me give you some names of folks that were in the drill team,
okay.
So you know, and I'm sure they can still strut their stuff.
That's right. We need to do that.
And that was Evelyn Underwood, Dr. Evelyn Underwood.
Oh, my
and,
goodness, now.
Eric's mother, Fern Fortney, and Naomi Branch, Joanne Pelmore, which was Joanne Powell then, Sheila Jackson, there were just so many folks. But the drill team Drum Corps went along by generation.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, I remember just before Butterball, Milton, Mr. Hershey, Paul Hershey, and Ali, they were some of the first folks that had started and, you know, getting the youth together and throwing down the rhythms. So and then Butterball came along, and then Bud Johnson, you know. So, you know, everything kind of went in generations, in generations of families, you know.
Okay.
So my oldest sister, then my next sister, you know, they were in the drill team. I played on the softball team, so. But, you know, and there were mementos and trophies that used to be in the old Douglas Center. You know, we had a one-story cinder block building where we had roller skating, and Miss Bridgewater had crafts. You know, there was always something going on.
Do you know what happened to those items that were in there?
Well, I think we need to start with the Park District, and we'll probably Nate Dixon might be able, you know, he's an untapped resource.
Okay.
He might be able to lead us in a direction where they might be. But, you know, between the Park District and Nate and Barbara McGee, we should be able to find out where some of those went. And they might be in safekeeping.
Okay.
Hopefully. Like I said, maybe Mr. Hershey or some of these young men, Ali, they might know where it went. But it used to be displayed, had a trophy case, because we also had the men's and women's softball team, which were very, very good. So we had a lot of trophies.
All right.
For a lot of things.
All right.
But the Drum Corps, I mean, everybody flocked to 4th of July parade to see the Drum Corps.
Well, we definitely appreciate you listening in this morning, and we appreciate the bit of history that you gave us just now. And we certainly hope that through this documentary, I'm sorry, we would definitely see you Saturday, I'm sure, at the Boardman's Theater at noon to premiere this.
Yeah, and the young men will be doing some more touring today on some other stations later on.
Yeah,
and I'm just can't wait till Saturday. And I'd like to thank Dr. P and Kim and Sister Carol and A-Dove for helping promote our youth and media.
Well, we appreciate
they need an outlet.
That. Thank you so much for calling in, and we look forward to seeing you.
Okay. And just everybody be at the Art Theater. See, we know it as the Art.
That's right. All right.
Yeah. They show clean movies now.
Well, you be blessed today.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. We have some information. I got to go and talk to some of these people now, and I heard that they were part of the majorettes.
Quickly, as we use about 3 or 4 minutes for a couple of announcements and stuff like that, where else will you all be for us to tune in and listen to as you promote this premiere of the documentary? Nick, you haven't said very much. Come on, talk to us, brother. Talk to us.
It'll be WPCP.
WBCP.
BCP, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so WBCP is 1580 AM. So you want to listen to it. What time will you guys be on there?
At 11.
At 11. Okay, so you're leaving here, going straight over there pretty much. Okay, great. We'll be tuning in there. Is there anything else?
I think I would like to apologize for forgetting about for Milton Norwood.
Okay.
Butterball, I'm sorry I forgot about him. Because he's a hard person to forget about. And he had a lot to do with the movie. I apologize for that.
Well, we certainly think that that's a great thing, because it's hard to remember everything when you're on air, but the documentary certainly speaks for itself. And all of those people who, the documentary could have been 1,000 miles long. It would have been forever. So many people in this community played a part in the majorettes and the Drum Corps that you would never finish it. But at this point, what you do have finished is something that moves the heart and the spirit. And I think people who come to see this documentary will leave feeling the exact same way that we feel about it. And I really, again, applaud you and Nick and all of those who were part of this team for getting it started. Sticking to it. That's the biggest thing, is sticking to it and completing the project so that people can see what you've done.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm hoping that at some point
say something.
I'm going to that's right, because
behind the scenes, guys, as we can see, we don't need the limelight as much, but we just wanted to hear a little bit about you. We heard a little bit about Jay. Let's hear something about you. How old are you? What school do you go to?
I'm 16. I go to Urbana High School.
Okay. And what year are you?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What were you doing? How did you get involved in this project in the first place? How did they find Nick?
Well, actually, I found them.
Oh, good. Okay.
It was seven different guys before I was in it. And one day I seen them walking down the hall, and I knew pretty much all of them. So I asked them where they were going, and they told me about the project. And so I asked, could I be in it? And then I went to one meeting, and I ended up staying the whole way through.
Excellent. And so how did this affect what you've learned through this project? Have you seen any translation into improvement in your grades, improvement in relationships with other peers?
Yeah.
What was your experience, Nick, on that?
It was like I tell a lot of people about this project now, and like I talk about it a lot, and to be in it, we have to have good grades, so it's pushing us more if we really want to stay in it. So it's really pushing us to do good.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was a component tied to that. So that's important. Mm-hmm. So what your experience has been is that you've been dedicated to something, really dedicated to it, to the point that you are willing to have a complete experience on education, meaning I'm going to apply myself to my actual book work at school, mm-hmm. but I'm also going to apply myself to this project, which is really a motivating factor.
Right.
Yeah. And really keeps you inspired in doing the project. I think that's an excellent piece to tie it to.
Actually, I was going to say something similar to that regard, and I just wanted to commend you all because I asked you earlier, Jay, what were some the things about yourself that you learned about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And what I heard you say was patience.
Mm-hmm.
But what I heard Nick say was perseverance. You had to stay with this project. You had to stick with it. And mm-hmm. now you're spending hours in the editing room and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're challenging yourself with the frustrations that come along with that.
Yeah.
And you're learning to deal with people in close proximity,
mm-hmm.
you know, and learning to deal with one another and get past whatever little emotional things that go on. Or I don't like this person for that reason. I don't like him for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And say that we have a goal and an objective that we're trying to achieve. And you all, not to knock the other people who did not stay involved, but to commend you all for staying involved and sticking all the way through. It shows that you're having a complete educational experience, not just the book work. But I'm sure there was mathematic things and reading that had to go along with this whole project.
Right.
So it's a complete experience. But to me, the most profound aspect of it is when you say that I'm learning patience and you're learning perseverance. Those are two incredible things that for any human being to have. And I just wanted to let you all know that I'm truly inspired by you and that I hope that you all continue doing the work that you're doing.
Well, there were some words that I pulled out of the documentary and I wrote them down. And I wanted to discuss these words briefly with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One of the words that I pulled out was leadership. It was used several times throughout the documentary by the people you interviewed as well as by yourselves. What were some of the things that you saw as definite motivating factors for you to personally be a leader, personally?
To me, I think the whole concept of the movie, of the documentary is leadership. So, I think all of them, every person we interviewed kind of inspired me about leadership, especially Bud Johnson.
Because,
his interview, you can see where he was excited. You can see the emotion and stuff like that. So that really inspired me.
And what about you, Jay?
I have to agree with Nick on that. Documentary is based on leadership, and you can learn a lot from it. So if you pay attention to what they say and tell you how they did what they did, you can pick up a lot of leadership skills off of them just by watching the documentary. So
okay. No, Aaron was actually trying to give us a definition of leadership that we work from, which is honest work and correct thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
what you guys really showed is that honest hard work and correct thinking, which you expressed by the influence that it had on you academically at school,
mm-hmm.
really produces leadership. And so it's not necessarily the people who are pushed to the forefront that you see in the media every day. It's the people like yourselves that stick to it and learn from the experiences of others and apply them to yourselves. Another word, though, that I got was opportunities.
Okay, wait before we go into opportunities, because the word leadership actually gave us an opportunity to move into a couple of announcements to give everybody a chance to gather themselves as we close out here over the next 20 minutes. But one of the young men that I teach in the hip-hop poetry class of Campus Academy, his name is Mitchell, and he has a poem that he's going to recite at Speak Cafe mm-hmm. this Thursday coming up, and it's called not only a leader or not just a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a statement that my son Jelani pulled out and that my wife and I noticed in the documentary that deals specifically with leadership in that regard, not just a leader. And it spoke to hard work being the example, honest work and correct thinking being leadership, not necessarily the Milton Norwood butterball. And I don't know Mr. Norwood personally, have never met him, so I'm not trying to take anything away from him. But a couple of the gentlemen referred to that the actual concept of leadership is what you all are doing, because you came and you sat patiently and persevered to bring forth something so inspiring. As we watch this, then that means that you all are being leaders just by doing what you're doing. You see, it doesn't necessarily have to be the person, the Martin Luther King, the Malcolm X in the forefront. The actual work that you're doing and the product that you produce is an example. And that's what is leadership, because you want to set the particular example for other people to see. So I didn't want the question of leadership to perplex you all, make you feel like you had to come with some dramatic answer. What you all are doing is leadership to the other young men and young females also who see this type of work going on. So I want to make this shameless plug for Speak Cafe, this announcement, September 21st at the Cranford Art Museum at 7 p.m. You will have the opportunity to come out to an open mic poetry set and hear six young students from Campus Academy do their poetry and also do an art presentation. And it's an open mic set for yourselves, all the Urbana High School students, Central, Centennial, it doesn't matter, the Parkland College, University of Illinois. I am the host, and it is in conjunction with a piece with Cranford Art Museum and the African American Research Program with Dr. Patterson, again, who's always involved with these type of things, archiving it, making sure that it's something there for us to go back and revisit 20, 30 years down the line, to use as curriculum, to use as inspiration for young people to come out. So we want to encourage everyone to come to Speak Cafe Thursday, September 21st at 7 p.m. from 7 to 9. It is at 500 East Peabody, 500 East Peabody. And for those of you who don't go in that direction very much, you can take 4th Street South until you run into Peabody, hang a left on Peabody, and then you will not be able to miss Cranford Art Museum. There will be bean pie, sweet potato pie, DJing, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
All right. And that was not a shameless plug. We have a caller we're going to put on. Go ahead. This is Higher Ground.
Just me again.
Yes, ma'am.
And since A-Dub's making these announcements about the 21st, I didn't want him to forget to announce the event of the Superstars.
That's right. That's all
I understand
say.
We have a conflict, but those people that aren't at the Speak Cafe need to be at the Virginia Theater at 7 o'clock on that evening.
That's at the Virginia Theater?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Say it once more so we can get it right.
The Superstar final talent, where we're going to choose a superstar, is going to be at the Virginia Theater, and that's also at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at the Virginia Theater, but there's a reduced rate for these young people, and we do want everybody that, like I say, that's not at the Speak Cafe to be at the Virginia Theater, where we crown a superstar. That's also been an event that kept young people involved over the summer.
Excellent.
And when I get more time, then we'll talk more about that.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. We'll make sure people listen to that again. The Superstar is going to be at the Virginia Theater. Also on this Thursday, we want to make sure that you definitely take time to come out to these important events. One of the things that people have to realize is that, of course, the Cranford Arts Cafe will not hold all of Champaign-Urbana. And the Virginia Theater does not hold all of Champaign-Urbana. So there's really no conflict. It's just a decision. Make it. Attend one of these events, and I'm sure you will be pleased that you did. We have a couple other announcements we'll make before we go to our last two words, which is inspiration and vision, that you all talked about on the documentary. Also, stay tuned and mark your calendars for the upcoming Unity March 3. It's entitled Parade for the People, which is going to be a march through directly through the community. We've had two previous marches that focused on education, not incarceration, which was the second one last year. This one will focus on the end of all wars. We want to bring light to the war on drugs, the international policies of the United States government in war overseas as well as domestic. So stay tuned for that information and you'll get more forthcoming. And the last announcement I have this morning is also sponsored by the University of Illinois and the Civic Engagement Project, which is Katrina After the Storm. Save that date, September 27th, through September 30th. I'm going to give a website on this one because there's so much information in relationship to it. And I'll give it in a second. We have a caller I'm going to put on right now. Good morning. You're on Higher Ground. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tatiana, hi, Mom.
Hi.
I had a question for Jay Walker and Nick Green. I just wanted to know, how do y'all feel after y'all finished taping, and how did y'all feel after y'all put the documentary together? Because I know personally, working with Dr. P, and I know how it opened up doors for me and how excited I was, and it opened up a new career for me and ideas and stuff like that. So I just wanted to hear y'all's opinion.
Thank you so much for calling and asking your question.
All right, bye.
Me personally, I mean, I feel like I'm doing something real major over here.
All right.
Like, I mean, we over at a radio station promoting. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm at a loss.
He's got nice dimples, you guys. He's smiling quite a bit. You just see his dimples coming out on this. And Nicky, he has blushy type of cheeks, so he can tell you of his own experience.
Well, like, after we finished, I was excited. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was feeling like Jay is right now, at a loss for words. And the whole thing was fun, but afterwards, I kept saying to Jay, like, man, I can't believe we put this together.
And I'll tell you guys who are listening, the quality of this product is definitely my good friend Kimberly and my good friend Dr. P, because it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. So when you come, you will see it just like you would see any other movie. It's going to be on the big screen. They're going to have on their tuxedos, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Well, the caller who called in when she was trying to express herself, she also was saying that there's a feeling of freedom that she gets, for instance, when she does the African dance that she does, where she doesn't feel any stress, any problems, nothing else is bothering her. She just has that moment of clarity and freedom. And she was really trying to see if you all experienced that as you worked on the project.
Actually, I think we did once we actually finished it. But I think it's going to happen again on Saturday once we get the feedback from the audience. I know Saturday, it should be all good. We're going to have a good experience from that. As far as stress comes, I think the only stress that we really felt was when we was in the editing room, chopping the movie up, and making deadlines and stuff. But other than that, it's been pretty cool. So
I heard one of you, I think it might have been you, Nick, that said that you just didn't think about. I don't know if it was another. It was another kind of taller, light-skinned brother who was there.
Right.
But somebody spoke about just not caring about anything else that was going on outside, because you just had to focus your attention on what was happening right there.
No, I think that was our third guy, Brian.
Brian, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But I know where he's coming from, because, like, we come in there, like, something to be on our mind. We're walking from school to WILL, and we'll talk about it, but when we get there and we're working on the movie and the documentary, I mean, and we're talking and then we start working on the documentary, it's like we forget about everything else. And,
yeah.
Because you can't be
You got to be focused on one thing.
And it would mess the project up if we were all mad and trying to work. Mm. But it's hard to be mad when you have something like that. And that's in your presence.
Yeah.
Well, we have about 10 minutes left in this program, and I did want to get, before I make my last two announcements, I did want to get your future vision for yourself, Jay and Nick. What do you plan to do? You're juniors, you're on your way out of high school into your future. What's your plans for the future?
I can't really say I have plans. I have goals that I want to do.
All right.
Like, as far as after high school, I, you know, go to college. I want to go to Georgia Tech. But as far as what I'm going to be doing down there, I'm not really too sure just yet. But I got to figure it out soon.
Well, do you think this project influenced you in the direction of wanting to do something
in this direction?
In that direction?
Yeah, as far as making documentaries and movies like this, yeah, this would be something I'd enjoy doing.
Excellent. And what about yourself, Nick?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I would like to do some more stuff like this, but I've also been looking into colleges, and I really want to go to a college in Atlanta. Because I'm into music, besides the stuff that we do about the documentary and stuff, mm-hmm, I'm into mm-hmm. music also. So
okay.
I've been looking into colleges who have a good music program or something like that.
Excellent. Well, one of the things that Aaron wanted to share in his question was, you know, if you have any future in accepting the baton from your Spike Lees and your John Singletons, who started just like you guys started out doing projects from high school level and wanting to... right, Ice Cube, all of these young guys. Now, they started out exactly the way that you all have had the opportunity to start out. And I really think that it's an excellent opportunity. We have one more caller we'll take before we go off air. And you're on Higher Ground. Thank you for calling.
This is Dr. Patterson.
Oh, man.
Hey, Dr. P.
What's going on?
What's going on, Doc?
How you doing, Doc?
Well, I wanted to call you. I'm unfortunately not in the area to hear your radio show, but I wanted to call in.
Well, we surely appreciate that.
Absolutely. I think I really want to just commend the boys and recognizing that when this project first began, you know, we went to Urbana High School seeking young men that the folks felt were not as focused as they should be in school. And as I always share with people that, there may be some hardcore cats out there, but these are still young boys that are looking for direction.
That's right.
And people and finding people that believe in what they want to accomplish. And because we went in there with honest intention and open heart, we were able to capture their spirit and then guiding them to some history in our community that's so important, that is so inspiring. And I just want to commend Jay, Nick, Brian, Quan, Corian for seeing this project through.
Yes,
it's a lot to watch an organization like WILL embrace the concept of Youth Media Workshop and really, really get behind young people, and particularly our folk, young black kids, and being able to recapture our image and share more positive light in terms of all this negative crap that's out there that's not relevant to our experience.
We definitely appreciate what you've done.
Well, you know, I'm just doing my part. You know, we all have a lot of work to do. And this is just pulling these young brothers in and holding them accountable to get it done. You know what I mean? It's something they have to do. And I talk to them about that all the time. They know about how people perceive you and how you need to make certain that you're always putting your best foot forward, the best that you can, to leave that lasting first great impression.
That's right.
Because we have such a great culture and great history in Champaign. I want us to share it to the world. And I think this film, when folks see it, this is only their first cut of the film. They'll cut it a couple more times.
Okay.
But I'm so excited about it. I said, this is when Kimberly and I first started our relationship with something that I say, you know, we got to create a film that's a tearjerker. It's really going to bring people back into really understanding the significance of Douglas Park and what the rich history in that park. And so the Douglas Center Drum Corps and the Beat Goes On film is just part of a much bigger project we're going to do related to the history of Douglas Park. So we're going to get into men and women, softball, baseball, just a number of things associated with the park and black life. And
excellent.
So I want folks to know this is not the end all to the drum corps. This is just a segment and a part of the history of the Douglas Center Drum Corps.
Well, we definitely, man, we got to take off our hats and scarves and shoes and everything else that we got to you, Kim. Oh, man, we are pleased to even know you. You know, we just got to say it like that.
You know, I think Jesse Randolph said it best, is that, you know, we were all raised in this park, and this is something that we are obligated to do. This is something that was given to us, and we have to give it back. I was given a great childhood in Douglas Park, and I want to make sure that other kids have it too, and great community helped raise me and allow me to become the working educator that I am today. And it was because of the people that loved me and that were around me that made certain that I was okay, you know, when Mama was working and doing what she needed to do to take care of my sister. Jay, Nick, and Brian them have the same responsibility for their families, and they see it through, and we hold them accountable to get that done, and they get it done.
That's right.
You know, so, but thanks for hosting this. I can't wait until next Saturday. It's gonna be off the chain, as y'all know.
That's right. I'm gonna be dressed up like I'm coming to the red carpet premiere. So you know, I'm looking for my media seats and all that good stuff. You know,
absolutely. I'm always tell Kim. I said, you know, we got to take this film. You know, we need to enter to the Sundance Film Festival.
I know that's right.
I mean,
send
it's
that
really
around.
Inspiring. There's a very rich story there, and so we want to share that to the world. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, you be safe on your trip. We
all
look
right.
forward to seeing you when you return.
All right. I see y'all when I get back.
All right.
All right.
Well, there you have it.
Exactly.
The premiere of the Drum Corps.
What's the title?
And the Beat Goes On.
And the Beat Goes On.
The Spirit and the Legacy of the Douglas Center Drum Corps.
Yeah. All right. So if you have not heard it and you are just tuning in to 90.1 WEFT, make sure you save the date of next Saturday, September 23rd at 12 o'clock noon. Come out to the Boardman's Theater right on Church Street, downtown Champaign, and see this documentary about the history of a beautiful time that we intend to revisit and we want to recapture. The event is absolutely free, so there's no reason why we can't make that event happen. Feel the Boardman's Theater.
Yeah, we want
show your love for these young men, for the dedication of over a year's time of work, and come and support the positive energy that's going to be in that room. And also, before we let them have their last minute word, we want to remind you that Speak Cafe is going to be next Thursday. That's September 21st from 7 to 9. The title is Seasons Change. Some things remain the same until young poets change the game. Mark your calendar. Make sure that you are there. The event is absolutely free. There's another event that evening that is CU Star Superstars. That's going to be at the Virginia Theater at 7 p.m. at the same time. I just want to make sure I get the time correct. That's the Virginia Theater, downtown Champaign, at 7 p.m. Young people who are doing positive things in this community need people to support those efforts.
Right.
Please show up at these events. September 21st, Speak Cafe and the Virginia Theater, CU Superstars. And also on next Saturday, come out to Boardman's Theater and show your love for these wonderful, wonderful producers of this documentary. And also, just for you all who are writing your calendar dates in, mark your calendar, save the date also for 9/27 through 9/30 for Katrina After the Storm. That is a civic engagement through the arts, humanities, and technology. For more information on that project, you can go to www.katrinasummit.uiuc.edu. Again, that's katrinasummit.uiuc.edu. And finally, mark your calendar. October 7th will be the annual Unity March 3. We will be marching in support of the community who is hardest hit by the war on drugs, the war on poverty, so many issues. We're going to be starting our march at Bradley and Prospect. Stay tuned for more information. This is the closing of Higher Ground. I want to thank you, Jay. I want to thank you, Nick, for coming in, sharing your time, your experience, and everything with us. And absolutely, I want to thank Kimberly Chronic, who's been such an influence in my family's life, as well as Dr. Will Patterson, who means a lot to us. We love the both of you. We love you guys for your work. This has been Higher Ground. We appreciate you. Stay tuned for news from Neptune.
Check. 1, 2. The microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2. The microphone check. I got my headphones tuned between two different AM stations, and my briefcase is full of declassified information. Declassified, declassified, and I'm reading.